This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. You are invited to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to talk, I think you've got a story, Chris, about proprietary grapes. Now, I want to know more about this.
Well, it's end-user licenses for grapes.
For grapes.
Yeah.
So, a terms of service? Basically?
Yeah, something like that. It's like what you can do with the grapes once you buy them.
I definitely want to hear more about it, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, looks like some app developers are joining forces to criticize Apple. If we get the chance, we'll talk about that, but definitely want to talk about these grapes. Do you have that story handy?
Yep.
Where's it from?
So this is from Vice.
Okay.
And the title of the story is literally "Proprietary Grapes Come with Draconian End User License Agreement."
Wow.
And I brought this. I brought this story in just because it's just so hilarious. It's like is this? Are they serious? Like, really? I have to agree to this? Do I have to agree to the license agreement, like, before I buy the grapes? Or are you going to sell me the grapes and then I'm expected to agree to it afterwards?
Is it on the bag
it's
of the grapes?
It's on the bag, yeah.
So it's like, by opening this bag, you agree to these?
Yeah, I guess that's the idea.
I'll read a little bit of the story, but
the recipient of the produce contained in this package agrees not to propagate or reproduce any portion of this produce, including but not limited to seeds, stems, tissues, and fruits. So I guess what they're saying is you can eat the grapes, but don't
plant them.
Don't go, you know, after that, you know,
yeah.
You have to send back the end result to them for destruction, you know, for proper destruction, because they can't grow, right?
Well, apparently they can grow, just they don't want you to.
You're not allowed to grow them, so if they're not destroyed properly. All right, let's see here. They did end user license agreement to a grape. The company put an end user license agreement on a bag of grapes.
What company? Does it say the name?
This was on a bag of Carnival brand grapes. And it
doesn't
was
sound like much fun to me.
Posted on Twitter by a user, TubeTime.
Well, if it's on the bag, we know when you know about it, or at least when you could be expected to kind of know about it.
When you purchase a bag of delicious and sugary Carnival brand grapes, you enter into an agreement whereby you will,
when you purchase the bag,
consume the grapes and do nothing else with them. This kind of warning against reproduction is... I really want to know who's reproducing with the grape. Reproduction is... I don't know. I don't think so, because... You can only do anything other than eat them. This kind of warning against reproduction is something we're used to with digital products like video games, but is jarring to see spread to the world of consumer produce.
Yeah, it is.
It's always shocking and more than a little absurd to find these licenses on everyday consumer products, especially at the grocery store. A law professor at...
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming.
Me either. Case Western Reserve University and co-author of The End of Ownership told the motherboard in an email. In the broader world of agriculture, however, there's actually quite a lot of precedent for this, and this I'm kind of aware of.
Really?
Monsanto.
The Terminator seeds or whatever,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So they do all sorts of crazy stuff in the world of farming in order to prevent farmers from, like, being able to take the seeds from one generation
and replant them
in another generation without going and paying the company that, like, created the seed, basically.
Right. So this is something we've covered over the last two decades on this show, is that some of these farmers they buy these so-called Terminator seeds. If I recall, that was the name of them. And the reason they're called that is because they're genetically designed to basically be useless after the first planting. So you plant these seeds, they give you the crop, and then you have to get more seeds from the company.
Right. Right. So, and there's like actual patents on seeds.
Yep.
There is actually is a solid legal basis for this sort of license. The Supreme Court decided a case called Bowman versus Monsanto a few years back that held a patent owner had the right to restrict the use of soybeans by prohibiting their reharvesting and replanting of seeds in subsequent seasons. So, if you were thinking about planting some of those grapes in your little farm in the backyard, don't do it. Well, Monsanto might come after you.
The odds are that'll happen are pretty slim. However,
unless you're a farmer, then they get more serious.
Right. If you're a farmer and then you're selling the grapes somewhere and Monsanto shows up and runs a DNA test on them or something, then they may be able to sue you.
If you have a farm, okay, you better be putting up some border walls because if your neighbor's farm plants these seeds they make it into your farm, well, you're going to get
stolen.
Sued.
You've stolen.
Now you've violated a patent from one of these companies.
Right. And by the way, this happens because wind will pick up, you know, certain things from one farm and blow.
It's a natural thing. Yeah. You know, birds, animals carry the seeds. Yeah, this is just such a hilarious story. I mean, it's a
screw-up intellectual
story.
Property gone just where you would expect it to.
Right.
It gets into all kinds of things and controls your life.
Intellectual property is the idea that if you hear somebody say something and you say that too, he has a right to beat you up.
Or charge you.
Or charge you, or take your money, or have you thrown in a cage.
The government
doesn't make sense.
You know, it's kind of interesting because, more seriously here, what is copyright? Copyright is effectively, or patents, or any of these types of things, any types of intellectual property, and I'll put that in quotes because it's not actually a legal term. But basically, what it is giving the power to companies to effectively enforce their will on other people through the use of the courts and violence. Because that's what the courts are. When they make a decision, if you don't do what they say, they will come and they will arrest you, they will shoot you, they will do any number of things. They will steal from you in order to achieve whatever it is that, you know, the government wants.
Right. It's literally them saying that they own this particular pattern. Whatever pattern we're talking about, the pattern of the DNA that goes into the seed, the pattern of the musical notes that goes onto the page or the performance or whatever, the pattern of the zeros and the ones on the CD-ROM or the DVD or whatever. They're saying, we own this pattern, and if you duplicate this pattern, we can send men with guns after you.
And it kind of gets even more scary once you start talking about, like, you know, like drugs and things that modify you, because then you become you become owned by the company that created the drug and all sorts of stuff if you really want to extend this to where it's heading. You don't want to die, and the government is, or maybe the government is forcing you to take some drug or whatever. Well, now you're effectively owned by the corporation of the drug that you're being forced to take by the government. Let's see here. This person here is arguing basically for a product like a seed, I'd argue that replication is inherent in the product itself, which...
Not anymore. Not with the Terminator seeds. They've gotten rid of that.
Yeah, so the Terminator seeds, I don't think it actually kills the seed itself. I forget exactly what the details are, but I guess it does sort of terminate the seed. I don't know.
If I recall, and it's been a while since we've talked about it, it makes it so the plant itself doesn't generate them, right? Or that there's somehow...
Isn't that how they make seedless grapes?
So could be. I believe in... And it may be different depending on the seeds, too. I know in this particular... I think in this particular case they're talking about, the seed, I guess, theoretically can be replanted, but it's not going to be a juicy... It's not going to be the...
Bad.
Yeah,
the
it doesn't
bad
come out.
Batch.
It doesn't come out as good as the first
that
batch.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So making new copies is a normal and expected use that purchasers ought to be able to engage in and that no license can take away. Being seeds are natural products that are designed to reproduce, there are all sorts of other interesting wrinkles here.
Well, the idea that you could essentially patent something natural is pretty disturbing.
And that's what they ruled.
And that's what they're doing.
You can patent something natural.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want. You want to talk about the ridiculousness of intellectual property and how it kills innovation? Let's talk about it.
Korpchak, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, Free Talk Live brought to you by Divvy. It is a cryptocurrency. And one of the things that makes it different from other cryptos is they've come up with a really easy way to launch a masternode. Now, I actually had one of my... Tech friends. Yeah, Michael Hampton. I'm sure I could have asked you, nobody, as well, but you're very busy with a new project that we can talk about later. To put up a hard to launch Divi masternode, and it was harder for him. In fact, he had to kind of follow some instructions here and there. In fact, he's going to put together some suggestions on how to make it a little bit of a smoother process since he went through it, because Divi's marketing masternodes to people who have no experience putting masternodes up. It's not an easy process to do if you've never gone through it before with any other cryptocurrencies. It's always complicated, and they've managed to make that not complicated at all. In fact, they've managed to automate the process completely for the end user. So if you've ever wanted to get into masternodes, but it's always seemed way too complicated for you, you should look into Divi. DiviProject.org, they make it super easy to do a masternode. Also, it's easy to do staking as well. Go to DiviProject.org. You can learn more about that there. But if you do want to do your own masternode, it is possible. We have gone through the steps. I actually just funded that today. So the independent masternode that was not created through the Divi process, the easy process, has been done. And so it is possible, in case anybody was wondering. If you want to do it the hard way, you still can. DiviProject.org. But if you want to do an easy masternode, man, it doesn't get any easier than the system they've come up with. DiviProject.org. You can buy Divi directly from the Divi team, or you can use several exchanges. But if you don't want to push the price up on the exchange, then it's best to just buy it what they call over-the-counter directly from the guys at Divi. DiviProject.org. There's a link to their Telegram channel right there on the front page of the website. So back into this story about these grapes. Didn't think we'd be talking about end-user licensing agreements on bags of grapes. Now, this is the new cotton candy style grapes, isn't it?
I have never heard of this before, this story.
Me neither.
So I don't even know what these are.
I've never tried them, but I have heard vaguely that they exist.
I guess they have more sugar in them or something?
Apparently, and I think your story from Vice gets a little deeper into this. You don't?
That's it. That was the story.
Really?
Yeah. There wasn't much more to the story. It's just absolutely this insane, grapes. You wouldn't think that you'd have to worry about having to accept a license agreement in order to eat a bag of grapes.
I think you might have missed a paragraph or something like that, because they do talk about the sugar content in this, and you didn't get to that, right?
I didn't get to it. I thought I would just mention it. I wasn't actually going to read the whole story.
So
I
mean, I'm interested, actually. So I've got it pulled up here. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
From Vice. So they're talking about you mentioned the legal basis. We've gotten to that. Said that there was a Supreme Court case,
yep,
that the patent owner had the right to restrict the use of soybeans by prohibiting the reharvesting and replanting of seeds in subsequent seasons. So if the grape variety here is subject to a patent, then buying the grapes at the store doesn't necessarily entitle you to grow new ones. Again, this is the legal opinion.
Right.
And intellectual property is a legal thing, right? Like, so of course there's a ton of law surrounding it. There are a ton of court decisions, and obviously the attorneys and such are going to say, well, yeah, this is legal, blah, 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 blah. Well, that doesn't mean it should exist.
Right.
This stuff needs to, all the intellectual property laws need to go away completely.
The law is not moral. It's a thing that was invented by man.
Correct.
So
by lawyers.
Right. By lawyers.
That's the lowest form of a man.
So that means that we should be working against these things. We should be working to get rid of these things.
Correct.
Not, not supporting them up and not making excuses for, well, you know, how is so-and-so going to make a living? Well, I don't know. Well, I actually do have some ideas on how he might make a living without intellectual property, but...
Like, honestly.
It should be irrelevant whether or not he can make a living without... whether or not he needs intellectual property to make a living, because ultimately it's not a moral thing, right?
It's not a moral thing to threaten your neighbors if they decide to copy a pattern.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We don't threaten, the person who doesn't tip at a restaurant, right?
Well, I might tell that person I won't eat with them anymore.
Sure, but you're not going to use violence against them if they don't leave a tip. And it should be the same thing with arts and things of that nature.
So the cotton candy, this is Vice.com, a sugary version of the common grape, as though grapes weren't sweet enough, is indeed patented by horticulturalist David Kane. So I believe this is an attorney who's commenting here, Mr. Perzanowski, Aaron Perzanowski, law professor at the Case Western Reserve University. So he says he disagrees with the Supreme Court's ruling. Quote, for a product like a seed, I'd argue that replication is inherent in the product itself.
Yeah, we said that.
Being that seeds are a natural product that are designed to reproduce, there are all sorts of other interesting wrinkles here, many of which have not been solved legally speaking. For example, plants grown from Monsanto patented seeds can be naturally replanted by insects, birds, and humans by accident, which we discussed previously. They can also be cross-pollinated pollinated with unpatented or open-source pollen plants, if you will, creating a new strain of plant.
Does that violate the end-user license agreement?
That's a good question. Are those plants subject to the patent?
Nature is literally violating your end-user license agreement.
Sue God, then. Is Monsanto going to sue a bird for taking a seed and planting it somewhere else? The grape situation's a little bit different. With Monsanto seeds, farmers are purchasing them directly from the manufacturer or licensed seller. With cotton candy grapes, the end user, or grape eater, didn't plant or grow the seeds and is merely purchasing the fruit at the store. They aren't purchasing the grapes and thus the seeds directly from the manufacturer or the farmer who grew them. They're buying it from a grocery store. The seeds have thus been resold several times. According to the patent, the grapes are 18% sugar. As for the fruit itself, not that great. They're just too sugary for my tastes, according to Tube Time on Twitter. Although not allowed to propagate or reproduce the fruit, Tube Time was able to make them more palatable by freezing them and turning them into grapesicles. So that's the end of the story. So we did learn that they are 18% sugar from this, and the brand is the Cotton Candy Grapes, which would explain why the company is called Carnival, right? So they call themselves Carnival. They're marketing a cotton candy grape in this particular case, and it's an end user license agreement. And that's the point I was going to make about this. The bag says the recipient of the product contained in this package, which means the end user, agrees not to propagate or reproduce any portion of the produce, including but not limited to seed, stems, tissue, and fruit. So wouldn't that mean that if you were going to share these grapes, that you would have to inform everyone legally of this agreement, since they are now the end user?
And this is the thing with end user license agreements. You may not even know that you bought a product with an end user license agreement, or
give me an example of that besides the grapes.
For example, you buy a box, a software. Mm-hmm. The guy goes to the pull something off the shelf, there's a picture of it, goes, grabs the box, sells it to you. You don't even know until you open the box that there's a little pamphlet inside that says that you have to agree to this license.
You didn't have the terms up front, is
right,
what you're saying.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's also one of these things where you don't really know what's... I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. We can continue here in moments. 855, 450, free. But you weren't fully informed of the purchase,
And
then all of a sudden they're throwing all these terms at you. 855, 450, free. And a lot of times if you opened a box of software in retail, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it back.
Right.
Because they figured you already installed it and played the game or whatever, and now you want your money back?
Yep.
No, you can't do that. 855, 450, free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor Ashok Badal and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bang Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bain Books at Bain.com for more.
USA Radio News. topic comes up more than any other during an election cycle was alive and well during Thursday's final presidential debate. President Trump attacked his opponent Joe Biden on the candidate's tax plan.
We are on the road to success, but I'm cutting taxes, and he wants to raise everybody's taxes, and he wants to put new regulations on everything. He will kill it. If he gets in, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. Your 401ks will go to hell, and it'll be a very, very sad day for this country.
Biden went after the president in other ways, as the two will now lock horns separately for the next 11 days before the election. The FBI has decided to interview former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski's lawyer told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that information. Bobulinski has accused former Vice President Joe Biden of lying about his involvement with his son's business. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to cripple America, and candidate Joe Biden laid out a plan in his home state of Delaware Friday.
We'll make sure we can manufacture critical supplies right here at home, so we're not dependent on other countries in this crisis. We'll provide consistent, reliable, trusted, detailed, nationwide guidance and technical support for reopening safely, and the resources to make it happen. We need a single source of guidance that we can trust, where we know the information won't change for any reason other than the science that guides it.
And you may think the lottery or playing cards at a casino are the best way to get rich quick, but have you ever thought of becoming a whistleblower? The Securities and Exchange Commission paid out a whopping $114 million to one person, that according to a story on CNN. The story says the whistleblower first went internally at the company to discuss the issue. Once nothing was done, the SEC was contacted. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking some tech controversy. We cut into grapes with end-user licensing agreements. Yeah, that's something you might be seeing at your local grocery store now. At least one company is now putting terms of service on the bag of grapes, saying if you open the bag and you eat the grapes, you agree to follow these rules. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You really have to wonder what lawyer was involved in that one.
Somebody they probably paid good money to.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. So you can bring up anything you want here, and also you can join us in real life coming up in June and July of 2021 for ForkFest, the 5th annual. It's coming up next year. We already had a great one this summer. If you missed it, no big deal. Come next year. Just mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th of 2021. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. That means there's no end-user licensing agreement to get in the door. You don't have to agree to a terms of... Okay, so the campground does have some rules, but there's not any other rules on top of that, right? So there's no organization that's creating ForkFest. There's no board of directors. There's no arbitrary schedule. It's just each individual comes and does what they want. So if you want to come and just hang out and, you know, build a campfire or whatever, you can do that. If you want to come and put on a show.
You mean I don't have to agree to some social contract in order to participate?
Just the rules of the campground, which aren't that many.
That's not a, that's not the same thing.
Social contract is the nap.
Oh, wait, no. It's not a social contract. What do these these conferences always have?
Conferences?
Yeah, conferences and events. They now have something that you have to agree to.
Well, they don't even exist anymore. But you mean before
they
COVID.
They did before COVID.
So some kind of terms of service.
Yeah.
Agreement, user agreement. I don't know.
Yeah, some lefty kind of thing usually.
I don't remember because I've only been going to like Bitcoin shows and libertarian gatherings for the last decade. So I don't think I've ever had to like agree
to
anything. I would
be surprised if there wasn't something.
Maybe. Maybe when you buy the ticket, there's like some asterisk where you can click on a thing and read it. Read
the only ones
no one
that I
reads.
Know that don't have some such a thing are probably like maybe Porkfest and definitely Porkfest.
Yeah, so check out porkfest.party. You can go there and learn more about the event. But you basically create the event you want to have happen. So if you want to put an event on for people, you want to put a concert on, you want to put a show of some sort, maybe you want to bring a poker table. Somebody did a poker night every single night basically at Porkfest this year. So it's up to you. You want to put together a big dome tent? The guys from AnyPay did that this year and last. So check that out, forkfest.party. And again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. So in other news, the Washington Post publishing a story about Apple Computer being targeted by developers who are now no longer afraid of retaliation. They're now criticizing Apple in a coalition of companies that is aimed at breaking the iPhone maker's tight grip over its mobile software and the way they govern their Apple App Store. They're calling themselves the Coalition for App Fairness, which launched last month and counts as members video game giant Epic Games, which is, by the way, in the middle of, a pretty massive lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which we covered here on Free Talk Live against Apple and I think Google as well.
It's an epic lawsuit.
Yep. dating company Match Group from Match.com and music streaming service Spotify. So there's some pretty heavy hitters there as far as group members. The original group of 13 companies has grown to include 40 companies and has received requests, more than 400 requests, to join the coalition. Sarah Maxwell, spokesperson for the coalition, said in a statement, quote, "The outpouring of interest we've received has exceeded our expectations as we bring on new members and hear their stories. It's evident that too many developers have been unable to make their voices heard." The soaring membership of the coalition, says, and by the way, is reported by TheHour.com and The Washington Post, represents a remarkable shift in thinking as companies and individual developers take the risky step of speaking out in order to try to change the way Apple operates. Many developers and smaller companies are dependent on Apple for their livelihood and don't have the resources to cope if Apple removes their app or prohibits them from updating it. Some of Apple's peers have also stepped up to advocate for changes to the App Store. Earlier this month, Microsoft expressed support for the coalition when it announced new guidelines for its Microsoft Store based on the coalition's recommendations. And Facebook also, but of course, Microsoft doesn't have a living phone platform to force its product down anyone's throats.
When Microsoft can force its product down anybody's throat,
they will
do it every time.
Yeah.
And now Bill Gates is working on forcing vaccines down our throats.
Exactly. And Facebook also publicly criticized Apple for changes that will make it more difficult for companies to advertise in iPhone and iPad apps. It comes as the big technology companies have come under increasing scrutiny. Earlier this month, the House Judiciary Committee released a scathing 450-page report that criticized Apple and other big technology companies for allegedly using their power to quash competition and stifle innovation for their own financial gain. A section of the report focused on the practices that Apple employs on its App Store, where it strictly controls what software can be installed on Apple devices and how it can be installed, while collecting 30% fees from any developers who make software for iOS, their mobile operating system. Now, we knew this about Apple already, that they were more controlling than Google, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want your app to get into the App Store, it's a much longer process. It involves human review of some sort and hoop jumping.
Yeah.
Lots of that.
You know, I'm not a big fan of any of these companies to begin with.
Right.
But to the extent that, you know, they're complaining, if they don't like the situation, pull their app, from the Apple App Store. You've got a lot of other companies that seem to be, you know, in support of basically doing that already anyway, doing the same thing. You pull all those apps, and guess what? The iPhone platform falls apart.
Well, no, the people who don't pull their apps make all the money, and your company ceases to exist.
That's not necessarily that's not
how do you make money? There are two. Everybody is locked in by intellectual property laws. You can't make another phone. You can't compete with Apple. You can't remove the Apple crap from your Apple phone.
You're assuming that people can't make the decision to buy a phone that actually has a competing app. If the competing
there
app
isn't a phone with a competing app. The other option is Google crap, and they're just as locked down.
Not quite.
I would not.
That's locked down.
I do follow what you're saying.
Both of these platforms are inescapable because they're the only people who have the licenses. You can't make the equipment without government permission.
It's the same reason, before you go on, Chris, the same reason, it goes back to the first hour, where you can't find nearly a single restaurant owner to, you know, bulk, break out of the system and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want. Same thing here. You know, you can't break out of this system because you have nowhere to go.
That's, I mean, okay, so, yeah, to some degree that's true, but there are two platforms that exist.
There are. Right?
And nothing says that you have to be on the iPhone.
No doubt. You could walk away and lose half of the phones or however many percentage of the population
has
iPhones.
And when you do that, when you have a lot of other people doing it, also, alongside you, Apple's App Store is no longer going to be as useful to the people who are buying iPhones, and therefore people will no longer want to buy iPhones.
You can get enough people on board.
And that's the thing.
And that's what they're actually trying to do here.
Right, and that's a good thing, and they should do that. You know,
because they have no other options.
Right.
Besides, like you said, starting your own phone company or whatever.
Yeah, but can't do that because you're not going to get government licenses to...
I don't think you need a license to make a phone.
Wi-Fi stuff needs to be licensed.
You can get a chip from...
the chips in your...
Okay, so I wouldn't
talk to these to the satellite.
That's not the problem here, though. It's not that... You can definitely come out with a different platform, okay? A different operating system or a different... The problems there are not the same. They're different set of problems. There's nothing stopping somebody from coming out with another phone if they have the financial resources to come out with another phone.
Okay.
Though.
Well, that
Firefox phone existed.
The only way that they could do that would be come out with the phone, sell it, make $1 billion, and then go back in time with that $1 billion to finance the making of the phone in the first place.
You're not talking about small companies here. They would definitely be able to do some of these things without a problem if they chose to.
Yeah. It is an interesting option that many of them are not choosing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe Epic Games got into, you know, programming because they wanted to make games, not make phones. But here they are.
But there is still the Android platform.
855-450-FREE. A little bit more about the Apple restrictions. Why are they fighting against them? We'll tell you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here if you want to weigh in. I just found an interesting statistic, and I think maybe it's worth putting out there because I don't know if this story has it in there. The percentage of people, or maybe it's percentage of phones, but either way, the market share that Apple has as far as phones are concerned. Is that right? Is that what the number was? What was it,
13.9%.
I was surprised
on
that.
The decline. So, wow. And it has been on the decline actually for many, many years. So
interesting.
It's always been on the decline because effectively you cannot charge thousands of dollars for a phone. Most people don't
have a large installed user base.
Right. Don't have that kind of money.
That's
most of the world's population are not paying more than $200 for a phone.
Yeah. Up until 2 years ago, I've never paid more than $200. I recently bought one for like $250, which was a little expensive for my taste.
I don't think I've ever paid more than $200 for a phone, to be honest. I don't know. A lot of the phones that I might have might be worth more than $200 new at retail, but I've kind of inherited phones.
Yeah. I used to buy my phones from Amazon, just get like refurbs for $150 or $100. Like get a $300 phone, but pay $150 for it or whatever.
Yeah. I've never done that. I did at one point. Back in the flip phone days, actually replace the same phone I had like year after year after year because I'd break them, and I just doing that even after the I only went from a flip phone to a smartphone when like Google's original Google One or G1 I think is what it was called phone came out, and I think I only ended up with that because of some sort of contest I won or something. Actually, I don't even think I won the contest. Somebody put my name in or something and then I won the contest or something like that.
So we're talking about a group of software companies: Epic Games, Match Group, Spotify. These are part of the Coalition for App Fairness, which launched just last month. They've already grown from 13 companies to 40, and they've received more than 400 requests to join. This is from the Washington Post, where we're going to give you a little bit more information about what's going on. Apple is denying that it is abusing people, of course. Companies that rely on mobile apps, games, and other software tools for Apple devices once feared ending up on Apple's bad side, and it was rare to hear a critical word about the company spoken in public. The Cupertino, California-based tech giant has the final say on which mobile apps are approved for iOS devices and what software features those apps are allowed to utilize. A good example of this from the recent past, or the last decade, was at first, Apple wasn't even allowing any Bitcoin-related apps.
Yep.
Just a strong no from them. Eventually, they finally allowed some, but they wouldn't allow all the cryptos that were in that app. So, for instance, like Coinomi, which is a multi-crypto wallet, wouldn't be allowed to have, like, and I don't know what they are now, right? But they're, like, there were certain cryptos that, oh, you can have Bitcoin, but you can't have Monero.
So it,
you know, like,
yeah, it is crazy because it even goes farther than that. So Telegram, there are rooms on Telegram that are banned on
on Apple
iOS platform, on Apple's phone.
What's an example of that?
I don't know.
Room or something like that, right? Like some sort of...
I don't even think it's like that.
Really?
It's like rooms that Apple doesn't like.
Hashtag we hate Apple, that room's out.
Yeah,
right?
it's pretty crazy.
So that's a good example, right?
Yeah.
So Apple says to Telegram, yeah, we'll let you on our platform, but you have to ban this room and that room and that room, so those people don't have access to them.
Nope.
And they would not have that kind of control without intellectual property laws.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see how they possibly could. And that's how
they could still lock things down even without intellectual, not release source code and things like that.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as saying that they wouldn't have any control. They could still potentially have a lot of control. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's, it's a bad thing, intellectual property, I think.
No doubt.
But
it stifles innovation.
Yeah. It does the opposite of what it was sold to us as. It was sold to us as being to promote the arts and sciences for the benefit of the public, and it was supposed to be a limited monopoly. That term was 7 years. It's more than 100 now.
So according to a securities filing, developers say they are worried that complaining about Apple would hurt their ability to get apps and updates approved. Their guidelines once contained a warning for developers who might consider protesting Apple's policies. The warning, according to the securities filing, said, quote, if your app is rejected, we have a review board that you can appeal to. If you run to the press and trash us, it never helps. Unquote. That's what apparently Apple actually was telling people in the fine print, basically.
Mm.
They said, don't you dare go talk to the media about us turning your app down. You come to us. You beg us. And maybe we'll reverse our position. If we find out you were talking trash about us, literally using the term, if you trash us,
yeah,
then we will hurt you. We will stop you from ever being approved. The coalition of companies, many of which are small software developers, aims to get Apple to loosen software rules on iOS. For instance, the App Store is the only method by which customers are allowed to install software on iPads, iPhones, or Apple Watches. And software developers can only accept payments for digital goods on iOS one way, Apple's payment service, which levies a commission on all transactions, which is also the same with Google, from what I understand. But the coalition's members want other options.
What did you just say? I don't think so with Google.
Well, the Google system also takes 30%. I suppose you could avoid that by like accepting cryptocurrency or something.
You don't have to install apps through the Google App Store on Android. It's if they don't make it easy to get around,
it's not
you
that
do
hard,
have to
though.
Go through the it's not that hard, but you do have to go through the menu system to disable it or to enable installing of apps outside of Android, I believe. And you can also install a third party app store as well. And there's a few that exist.
I guess what I meant was, you mean like F-Droid?
F-Droid's one of them, but there's also, I think Samsung has one.
I guess what I meant was the Google Pay system takes 30%. So as far as like revenue for the apps.
Isn't Google Pay like Apple Pay, where you can go and you can buy stuff? It's sort of a like Bitcoin, like crypto.
Well, it's not like crypto.
It's not crypto, but
it's a digital
like crypto
payment.
It's a payment system.
Yeah,
it's
you put your credit card in, and then they bill your credit card.
Right.
Okay. So if you want to upgrade an app to a paid version.
That can't be 30%.
It is. That's what I was told.
How would that work?
That's my understanding.
They're taking 30% every time somebody buys something from a store?
Through the Google Pay, yeah.
No. You got to be mistaken.
No. I don't mean like a store online. I'm talking about apps. I'm talking about app payments. We're talking about apps here.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to upgrade an app to a paid version, okay, so let's say there's the free version of the app, then there's the paid version of the app.
The Play Store, yeah, okay. So in the Play Store, they're going to take 30%.
Anytime you go through paying with
and
Google Pay.
And that goes through Google Pay.
Correct.
Okay, understood.
Sorry if I wasn't clear.
I'm not an Android user, so I'm sorry, but I use a fork of Android, so I don't know exactly all of it, and I've never actually used
the Play Store.
Android. Yeah, so I don't have the Play Store, so I don't know. I just read about this stuff. I don't actually have personal experience with it.
So the Coalition's members want other options. The Coalition for App Fairness aims to sway lawmakers to take action against Apple. Oh, God. It was the law that got us here in the first place.
Yeah, more law is not going to solve the problem.
Definitely not. Speaking of that, David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I'll give you one real-life technique that judges use to mess with you in the courtroom.
Mm.
If you want to say something to the court, meaning either to the judge and or to the record, like, for instance, making an objection, this has been done to me twice now in the last few hearings. If you object to something, the judge uses a technique where they'll just immediately pretend that they're all done with the hearing and then they will say to the record, we're going off the record in the case of whatever, and then they hit the button and you're off the record and they never responded to your objection. Mm. And that's been done to me over and over and over again. And then not just in these cases, but in ones before. But so people, if you go into the courtroom on your own, or even if you have an attorney, I mean, obviously the judge is not going to mess with a attorney that has jumped through all the hoops, meaning paid the big money to the gang to be a lawyer and to be part of the bar. But if you're pro se, that's one of the ways that they will, and I have to keep stopping myself from saying the full F word, but that's one of the ways that they will F with you. So just people, I just wanted to share that one little real-life thing that I've seen over and over again so people can watch out for it.
And, of course, you're talking about online here or on-phone hearings in these cases. And so if they mute you, then you can't speak. You can't even continue to speak in the court. Like, you couldn't even say anything.
If they mute you, then
you're done.
They wouldn't even know. And actually, on the record, like that Judge Felicia Blair Rivera, she actually threatened to do that when I objected, and then I objected again after she told me to shut up. She threatened me with a contempt, and also said that if I said anything else, she was going to mute my microphone. And so, you know, I would assume that violates some due process because you need to be able to communicate with your attorney. You know what I mean? So. And it's not just telephonic. They do it in person as well. I've had judges go off the record when they say something that they don't want on the record. They literally don't want what you're saying to be on the record. In other words, they're protecting their record.
Right, because if it's on the record, then, you know, if you've objected, then you can appeal on that basis. But if it's not on the record, then it didn't officially happen. So thanks for the call tonight, David. And the Apple story, we'll put that up on our social media. Coming up on 10:30 Eastern, stay tuned at dlive.lrn.fm for Nobody Tells the Truth in moments.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. GreenMeadowWay.com.